Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
好開心再次有機會喺呢度同大家嚟證道。
I'm very happy to be able to preach to you this morning.
今日講到個題目係聽道與行道。
Today the topic is to hear and to do the word.
如果你有聖經，我好歡迎你將聖經打開，好似睇住經文嚟聽到。
If you have the Bible, please open to the passage so you can refer to it as we listen to the sermon.
其實呢個題目係同听道与行道其实同我哋嘅重生同我哋嘅成圣系有好紧密嘅关系。
In reality, to listen, to hear the, and doing the word of God is very closely related to our rebirth or regeneration.
我想先同大家嚟探讨一下咩叫做重生。
I would like to speak with you first about what is being regenerated.
重生系神大能嘅创造嘅工作。
Being regenerated is by the great power of God.
运行喺我哋身上。
With the Spirit which works in us.
祂被一个崭新的真实的属灵的原则放在我们的生命里面。
He gives us a spiritual principles and put it into our bodies.
有人以为重生是你自己培养一个习惯，可能你学习一套高尚的道德准则。
Some people would think that being regenerated is something that you learn a new habit that you apply to yourself.
但其实重生并不是主要通过我们的努力而发生的。
But to be regenerated doesn't really go through our mind to happen.
我们的出生是被动的。
Our birth is a passive activity.
我们的重生本质上其实都是被动的。
Our regeneration or rebirth at the same time is also passive.
不是单只是行为习惯的改变，而是有一种新的力量，新的能力。
It's not just a change in behavior or habits, but it is a new strength and new ability.
你有新的体见，你有新的喜好。
You have new insights and new preferences.
我们留意十八节经文。
Let's look at verse 18.
讲到神运用一种方法来令到人重生。
Here it tells us how God uses a method to regenerate us.
就是真道，见到吗？
Which is the truth. Can you see?
你可能有疑问。
Some people will ask,
不是圣灵重生我们吗？
Doesn't the Spirit give us rebirth?
是的。
Yes.
令到我们重生的行动者是圣灵。
So that the
令到我们重生的行动者是圣灵。
The agent that causes us to be regenerated is the Holy Spirit.
而圣灵所选择的方法是真道。
And the methods that the Spirit uses is the truth.
圣灵决定要用圣道来使人重生，这个是圣灵所选择的方法。
The Holy Spirit chooses to use the word of truth. That is his method.
如果我现在拿把刀在切菜，请问是我切菜啊，定系把刀喺度切菜
？If I am cutting some vegetables with a knife, am I cutting the vegetable or is the knife doing the cutting？
答案系咩啊
？What is the answer？
都系
，both。
我系行动者
，I am the agent。
都系我使用嘅工具
，but I am using a tool。
所以你话我切菜又啱，你话刀切菜亦都啱。
So the knife is a tool, so I am cutting the vegetable at the same time as the knife is cutting the vegetable。
所以系圣灵重生我哋。亦都系真道重生我哋。
So it is the Spirit that regenerates us at the same time that the truth, the word of truth, is also regenerating us.
我哋要问我哋自己一个问题啦。
Then we need to ask ourselves a question.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
如果我哋真系重生
，if we are truly regenerated，
点解我哋有时候好似感受唔到我头先所提嘅嗰啲新嘅性情、新嘅能力呢
？If we are truly regenerated, how come I can't feel what we have mentioned, the new insights and new preferences?
点解好似今年同旧年相比冇咩太大嘅改变
？It seems like that I am the same today as I was last year.
点解圣经明明话我系自由嘅，但系我入边好似仲有好多捆绑
？Why does the Bible say that I am free, but yet I feel that I am enslaved to things?
我哋嚟听到。
As we come to listen to the sermon,
是不是神的道没有能力呢?
Is it that the word of God is powerless?
雅各书今天这段经文告诉我们听,不是。
The book of James tells us today that it is, God's word is not
weak. 问题不是神的道。
The problem is not the word of God.
问题是在于这里。
The problem is here.
你有没有听到?
Whether you heard the sermon,
你怎样听到?
How you hear the sermon,
你听完道有没有行道?
And after hearing the sermon, did you act out the sermon?
基本上这个是今天的重点。
So this is the main point.
21节是这段经文的 key verse.
Then verse 21 is the key verse of the passage.
留意他怎么说。
And what does it say?
所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和盈余的邪恶。 全温柔的心领受那所栽种的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道。
It says, therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your soul.
十八节话真道重生我们。
In verse 18, it tells us that the word regenerates us.
21节有少少不同了。
And now, verse 21 is a little different.
真道亦都使我们成圣。
That the word of God also sanctifies us.
让我稍微解释一下两者的区别。
Let us describe the differences.
如果我们重生了，
if we are regenerated,
我们有一个生命的律，
we
新的生命的 principle 在里面。
We have a new life principle within ourselves.
而这个生命的律是确保你和我一定会成圣。
And this principle guarantees that you and I will be sanctified.
我们因为有耶稣基督宝血的遮盖，现在我们成为圣洁无有瑕疵。
Because we are covered by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, that we now are blameless and without sin.
在神眼中我们是成为圣洁的了。
So in the eyes of God, we are holy.
但是我们知道我们的圣洁其实未达到一种所谓的末世性的圆满。
But we know that our sin has not reached what it ultimately becomes at the end of time.
重生并不是意味着你现在里面什么问题都没有。
So to be regenerated or reborn does not mean that you have no problems.
但是重生意味着你应该有新的属灵的能力。
But to be regenerated, you must have the spiritual ability.
可以对付你里面的罪。
To understand what kind of sin.
所以21节说我们里面是的，是还有污秽，是有邪恶。
So therefore in verse 21 it says, yes, you still are filthy, you still are evil.
秘诀是什么？
What is the secret?
唯一可以脱去这些污秽和邪恶的秘诀或者方式是什么？
The only way to rid yourself of filth and evil is what?
全温柔的心领受那所栽种的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道。
Which is to receive with meekness the implanted words which is able to save your soul.
你要听到，而更关键的问题是你怎样听到。经文说怎样听到。
To hear the word and the more importantly is what you do with hearing the word.
你有没有让真道进入你的耳朵，通过你的理性落入你的心田？
Did you allow the sermon, the word to enter your ear, to implant it in your minds and stored in your heart?
你每个礼拜都查经是吗？
And every week you study the Bible, right?
每个礼拜都听到。
You hear every week, you listen to a sermon.
非常好。
Very good.
但是有一节有个关键的词来形容正确的听到的态度是怎样。
But verse 21 it tells us what kind of attitude you are to come to hear the word.
温柔的心或者谦卑的心都得。
A meek or perhaps a humble heart.
这是一个听到的关键。
Here, this is the relationship of hearing the word.
你想想，如果一粒种子跌落去水泥地面。
So if you look at what happens when seeds are fall on the cement floor.
你掉再多都没用，是吗？
Even if you scatter more, nothing happens.
但是如果是柔软的好土，一粒种子就可以收获百倍的了。
But if it's one seed falls on a fertile soil, one seed can generate 100-fold.
我不知道你读经文的时候有没有觉得有点奇怪，19-20节。
And I'm not sure if you read this passage in verse 18 and 19. There, this is a little weird.
明明是讲听道和行道。
Here we it's talking about hearing and doing the word.
雅各却特登插入一段两节关于愤怒的讨论。
And here James put in two scriptures that deals with anger.
其实雅各是没离题的。
But James is not really digressing.
你看到21节开头是有因为所以这两个连接词。
You see that in the beginning of verse 20 and 21, there are two conjunctions, which is because and therefore.
雅各用这两个连接词来讲明，愤怒是你不能够接受真道的原因。
So here, Paul uses these two conjunctions to say that it is because you cannot accept the truth.
确实是这样的。确实是这样的。
But in reality, it is this.
如果你是一个愤怒的人，你是没办法好好地听其他人的意见，是吗？
If you are an angry person, you don't have the ability to patiently listen to other people's opinions.
愤怒的人是急于打断，急于反驳。
And an angry person is there to retaliate and to conflict.
憤怒嘅人係淨係顧住自己講乜嘢，然後顧住發泄自己嘅情緒。
And a angry person is cared only about what he says and how he can express himself.
憤怒嘅人係唔明白咩叫聆聽嘅。
An angry person does not know how to listen.
佢同你溝通唔係為咗交流。
His act of communication is not to share with you.
係為咗說服你或者批評你。
But he is to persuade you or even criticize you.
如果你有憤怒嘅問題，咁就大家了。
So if you are an angry person, then this is too bad.
因為神嘅道有好多 confrontation.
Because the word of God have many confrontations.
你點樣可以接受神嘅話語？
How can you accept the word of God?
咩叫做快快地聽？
What does it mean to quick to listen?
人哋一講嘢，
when people speak,
即刻過嚟聽下講咩。
You listen to what they are saying.
側耳傾聽，側耳傾聽即。塞住个身咁听。
To lean forward to listen.
你好惊错过一个字，你唔想错过任何嘢。
You don't want to miss a single word.
就算佢讲嘅嘢可能唔认同。
So,
就算你可能唔认同佢讲嘅嘢。
And perhaps you don't agree with what they are saying.
你系先内心嘅了解佢嘅理据，了解佢嘅意思，然后再嚟回应。
But you need to first to understand their meaning and their feelings before you can respond.
如果你系易怒嘅人，你系好难去聆听。
If you are an irritated or angry person, you cannot listen.
你好容易头脑发热啊。
And you can be burnt out.
好似个电脑个主机一发热 run 唔到嘅，冇办法处理任何嘢。
It's like a motherboard in a computer when it's overheated, it cannot run or receive data.
雅各嘅说话好有智慧。
So the word of James are full of wisdom.
佢唔系话一切嘅愤怒都系邪恶嘅，所以我哋唔好有愤怒。佢唔系咁讲。
He is not saying that all anger is evil, so that we can have no anger.
佢系话你们要慢慢地动怒。
But here the scripture he is telling us you need to be slow to anger.
有冇谂过其实愤怒喺有啲情合有啲场合可以系好嘅。
Do you ever think that anger in certain circumstances is good?
诗篇七篇十一节咁样讲。
In Psalm 7 verse 11 it says,
神系公义嘅审判者，又是天天向恶人发怒的神。
So God is a righteous God, a righteous judge, and God displays his wrath.Daily toward the wicked.
神系日日发怒。
That God is angry all the time.
耶稣基督都会发怒，系咪
？Jesus gets angry.
耶稣愤怒批评嗰啲假冒为善嘅宗教领袖。
So Jesus criticized those who are the religious leaders who are wicked.
耶稣愤怒地洁净圣殿。
And Jesus angrily cleared the temple.
甚至启示录会提到一个 term 叫做羔羊嘅愤怒。
And even the book of Revelations will give Jesus the title the wrath of the lamb.
你以为羔羊梗系纯良嘅
？And you would think that a lamb, oh, he's so is docile and nice and peaceful.
但系圣经话羔羊嘅愤怒好可怕嘅。
But the Bible tells us that the wrath of the Lord of the Lamb should be feared.
所以愤怒。本身唔一定系邪恶嘅。
So therefore, anger in itself is not evil.
因为愤怒入边系包含着价值观嘅。
Because in anger, it encompasses the moral standards.
而作为神嘅形象嘅承载者，我哋都有道德性。
So therefore, being an image made in the image of God, we too have morals.
我哋系冇可能唔愤怒嘅。
We cannot not be angry.
神按照佢公义嘅属性，佢对嗰啲邪恶嘅。唔公义嘅事，佢系愤怒嘅。
God who is righteous when it deals with those that are injustice, he will be angered.
我哋呢方面都系似神。
And we are just like God.
只要我哋心中系有正义感。
And in ourselves we have a sense of morality.
我哋系会邪恶嘅事感到愤怒嘅。
We can be angered in the presence of evil.
如果邪恶当道，你系心如止水，一啲愤怒都冇。
If anger is present and you have no feeling of anger, if evil is present, you have no feeling of anger.
嗰系一个问题嚟嘅。
That is a problem.
愤怒嘅情绪可以系一种动力。
The emotions of anger can be a motivation.
因为佢其实系令我哋去采取行动，去捍卫一啲重要嘅事情。
So that motivates to act so that we can do, we can solve some problems.
如果你任何时候都冇愤怒
，If you are never angry.
其实难听少少，呢啲叫做无动于衷。
And it could be termed that you are
麻木不仁。
That you are numb.
Yeah, 麻木不仁 yeah, good. 好嘅愤怒系会令你采取行动嘅。
But a good anger will cause you, motivate you to act.
如果憤怒適當嘅利用，佢係可以令你發奮圖強。
So if anger is used properly, it could be of use.
可以令到你好用心嘅去養你嘅小朋友，唔好俾佢受到出邊嘅毒害。
It could motivate you to take care of your children to prevent them from being taken advantage of on the
outside. 可以令到你面對邪惡嘅時候，你更積極嘅傳福音。
So that when you are faced with anger, you will evangelize more fervently.
你可以更加勇敢嘅捍衞聖經價值觀。
And you will be even encouraged to stand up for the Bible principles.
憤怒可以令到你在選舉日記得投票。
And anger can cause you to go vote on election day.
所以神俾我哋有憤怒，係促使我哋採取行動，捍衞重要嘅事情。
So here, God will allow us to use anger in certain important circumstances.
你明白呢一點，你就知道雅各唔係反對一切嘅憤怒。
So you need to understand the main point that James is not against all kinds of anger.
而係快快地動怒嗰種憤怒。
Only those who are anger that come quickly.
箴言十四章廿九节咁样讲。
In Proverbs chapter 14 verse 29 it says,
不轻易发怒嘅大有聪明。
So he who is slow to anger shows great wisdom.
性情暴躁嘅大显愚顽。
He who is quick-tempered reveals his folly.
唔轻易发怒，先系有智慧，先系聪明嘅人。
A person who is not quick to anger is a smart person.
佢有耐心去聆听。
He has a patience to listen.
可以全面嘅看待问题。
So he can understand the whole issue, the whole problem.
咁样先至可以将对方嘅利益放喺前面。
Only then can he put the good of the person before them.
你可以去爱嗰个人，甚至就算佢系你嘅仇敌。
And you can evenhelp love those persons, even your enemies.
所以保罗佢都有类似嘅说法。
So here Paul has also said this about anger.
爱篇点样讲？爱是恒久忍耐。
He says that love is patient.
然后有一句喺嗰一篇入边有一句特别嘅，不轻易发怒。
And within this passage, he says that love is not easily angered.
你有爱。你不轻易发怒。
So if you have love, you would not get angry easily.
你轻易发怒，你冇办法爱你前面嗰个人。
So if you anger easily, you don't have the ability to love the person in front of you.
箴言话呢个系愚昧嘅做法。
So the proverb tells us this is foolishness.
净系顾住宣泄你嘅怒气。
That you are there to just to express your anger.
如果你有呢啲问题
，But if you have these problems,
可能你呢一刻听到你已经感到冒犯。
So even while you're listening to this sermon, you will be say you will be irritated.
但我想你谦卑落嚟去思考下面呢句说话。
I want you to humble yourself and understand what I'm about to say.
有时候你愤怒嘅时候
，and sometimes when you are angry,
你好似觉得你系维护紧啱嘅事情。
You might be thinking that you are defending something that is right.
其实你只系维护紧我系啱嘅呢个形象。
But basically, you are protecting the image that you are right.
大家明唔明白个区别啊
？You understand the difference?
你以为你系维护紧啱嘅事情。
You may be thinking that you are protecting what is right.
其实你只系维护紧我系啱嘅呢个形象。
But in reality, you are only protecting your own self-image that you are right.
呢啲快快嘅动怒嘅人
，These people who are quick to anger，
一定有私欲，一定有骄傲。
These people must be self-centered and full of pride.
其实你知道乜嘢系好嘅愤怒，乜嘢系坏嘅愤怒，你可以知道嘅。
Because in reality, you know what is good anger, what is bad anger.
好嘅愤怒系做咗出嚟之后，你庆幸好彩我做咗，好彩我做咗应该做嘅事情。
So good anger produces gladness at the end when you have done it. You say, "Oh, good thing I did that."
坏嘅愤怒系你产生之后，你系嗰一刻可能好痛快。
So bad anger is that when you do it, when you react to it, and you are happy at the moment.
但系你马上会后悔，马上会内疚。
But immediately you will be regretful.
你希望你可以收翻你嘅说话。
You hope that you could take back those words.
但系已经太迟啦。
It's too late.
快快地动怒意味着你系失控嘅。
To be easily angered means that you have lost control.
你一定系会带嚟伤害，做出啲你后悔嘅事情。
You will hurt yourself and bring forth something that you will regret.
耶稣嘅愤怒系好嘅，能够成就神嘅义。
The wrath of Jesus is good so that it can fulfill God's righteousness.
但系我哋罪嘅影响，我哋嘅怒气经常系属血气嘅愤怒。
But our sinner's anger is always filled with a fleshly wrath.
不能够成就神的义，只能够带来毁坏。
That we cannot fulfill God's righteousness, it can only bring forth destruction.
咁同呢一种坏嘅愤怒相反系乜嘢咧
？So what is the difference between the good and the bad anger?
那个坏嘅愤怒嘅反义词系乜嘢？嘅伤害咩
？What is the opposite or antonym of the bad anger?
Yeah, 经文讲俾我哋听系。全谦卑温柔的心，那个就是反义词。
And the scripture here tells us that the antonym of easily anger is humble or meekful heart.
因为你的愤怒入边嘅本质是骄傲。
Because your anger really stems from your pride.
而要对付这种愤怒，你需要解决你内心的骄傲。
So to deal with your anger, you need to deal with your inner pride.
咩时候人系最容易暴怒
？When do we get easily angry？
佢被冒犯嘅时候
，is only when we are offended。
然后嗰个时候佢嘅动机唔系维持真理。
So, but at that moment, his motive is not to protect the truth。
其实主要系为咗维护面子啫。
But is to save face。
所以愤怒嘅人系冇办法好好地嚟聆听嘅。
So therefore, a person who is easily angered will not listen。
佢净系会顾住。维护捍卫自己嘅面子同埋骄傲。
They are only there to defend his own pride and his own selfishness.
冇办法好好查经，冇办法好好听到嘅。
He cannot study the Bible. He cannot listen to the sermon.
因为福音系冒犯人嘅。
Because the gospel itself is offensive.
福音总系拆毁我哋嘅面具。
The gospel breaks down your mask.
我哋谂下福音讲咩
？Think about what the gospel teaches us.
你系罪人。
You are a sinner.
你是自私的。
You are corrupt.
败坏的、恶毒的、邪恶的、破碎的。
You are corrupt, you are vicious, you are evil and broken.
但是
But,
耶稣基督爱罪人。
But Jesus loves a sinner.
他愿意为罪人赎罪。
He's willing to come to make an atonement for your sins.
恢复你美丽的形象。
To restore your beautiful image.
如果你是骄傲的人，你听嗰个福音前半你都听唔入去噶啦。
If you are a irritable, angry, easily angry person, the first part of the scripture you cannot even hear.
你唔能够接受，做咩话我系败坏嘅
？You can't say why am I corrupt?
连耶稣要拯救佢嗰个事实，佢都系觉得冒犯嘅。
And even the salvation of Christ it becomes irritable.
但系其实佢知道福音系啱嘅。
But they know that the gospel is true.
如果你是基督徒
if you're a Christian,
你可以问一问你自己
you can ask yourself,
你是不是真的接受圣经给你的评价呢
or do you really accept the opinions of the Bible toward you?
你是不是真的接受
do you accept it?
你是一个败坏的人却蒙神所爱
you are a corrupt person but loved by God.
你是不是真的承认你之所以被神接纳100%是因为耶稣基督。
Do you admit that you are accepted by God is due to 100% of Jesus Christ?
如果你真的承认
，If you do acknowledge that，
你望住嗰一位为咗你放下防备，为咗你被钉十字架嘅耶稣基督。
You look at that person, the person who gives up his guard, who will be willing to be nailed on the cross, Jesus Christ.
佢放低佢自己嘅 defense， 佢放低佢自己嘅防备。
He put down all his defense.
为咗你
，for you。
点解你咁 defensive？
Why are you so defensive？
你仲需要自己嚟维护你自己吗
？Why are you defending yourself？
施布真讲过一个说话系咁样嘅。
So Spurgeon said this.
如果有人批评你
，if somebody criticizes you，
你唔好感到冒犯。
Don't be easily angered.
因为你比佢所讲嘅更差。
Because you are worse than what they are saying about you.
面对圣经其实更加系咁样嘅。
To face the Bible is the same way.
圣经对你嘅诊断永远系胜过你嘅自我认识。
The Bible's The diagnosis of the Bible
是好过你自己的自我认识
is far better than your own understanding of yourself.
你自我评价好自己好好
and you think that you are good in
community. 圣经话唔系
The Bible says that you are not.
咁你坚持你嘅想法定你相信圣经嘅想法
Do you think that you are better than the Bible?
圣经嘅 confrontation, 圣灵嘅 conviction 是针对你嘅心嘅
The confrontation of the Bible and the conviction of the Holy Spirit.Attacks your heart.
而雅各劝我哋，你要以谦卑温柔嘅心嚟领受。
James warns us that we need to receive it with a humble and meek heart.
因为圣经指出你嘅罪，唔系为咗定你嘅罪。
So therefore, because the word of God does not point your the word of God points out your sin, but it does not condemn you.
是为了帮助你，经文怎么说？帮助你做什么？
But it helps you. They help you to do what?
脱去一切的污秽和盈余的罪恶。
To put off all filthiness and excess evil.
所以神的道是要和你做一场属灵的手术。
So therefore, the word of God is there to perform a spiritual surgery.
如果你是敏感易怒的，
If you are sensitive and easily angered,
点一点你整个人跳起身。
And if you are, if they touch you, you will jump right up.
呢场手术做唔到啊。
He says, I can't do this surgery.
而你听再多道理都唔会改变嘅。
So even if you hear more sermons, you will not change.
我哋有少少查经系咪？
We often do Bible study.
你觉得查经最紧要系乜嘢
？What is the most important thing about Bible study?
系咪你解经嘅能力
？Is it your ability to interpret the Bible?
当然呢个好重要、哦。
Obviously, but this is very important.
我哋需要好学习点样按正义分解神嘅道。
We need to rightly know how to interpret the word of God.
但系雅各希望我哋唔好忽略心嘅问题。
But James don't want us to ignore the matter of the hearts.
如果你唔接受神嘅主权
，but if you don't accept the sovereignty of God,
全然败坏呢啲教义
，or the teaching of total depravity,
因信称义呢啲教义
，the doctrine of righteousness,
唔系你头脑嘅问题
，it is not a matter of your mind,
而系你骄傲嘅问题
，it is a matter of your pride.
而骄傲嘅特点系唔受教
，the characteristics of pride is that you are not willing to be taught.
你冇办法将听到听入去吸收入去
，you are not able to hear the sermon and to absorb it.
除了听到雅各马上讲俾我哋听，行道都是成圣的关键。
And immediately, when James talk about hearing the word, he adds that you must be doer of the word.
听道同埋行道两者是互相作用的。
So to hear and to be and do, these are coincide with one another.
如果你真的将道听入去，你自然就会行出嚟。
If you really absorb the word, then you would naturally act.
另一方面，如果你真的行出嚟，你行出嚟嘅动作是反过嚟帮助你明白所听嘅道。
And on another hand, if you really act out the word, it will understand how you will hear the word.
喺你行道嘅时候
，in your acting out the word,
你对真理嘅认识唔再停留喺理性。
Your true understanding is not intellectual.
你亲身体验到
，you now experience it.
如果你淨係聽到你唔行道會點啊
？If you only hear the word and don't do the word，
廿二節話你係會落入一種自我欺騙嘅狀態。
In verse 21, it tells you that you will fall into a state of self deception。
其實聽道本身都已經好好㗎啦，係咪
？So in reality, yeah, listening to the sermon is good。
如果你聽到你有屬靈上嘅覺悟
，So if you are you listen carefully, you have this, you have You will be spiritually awakened.
23节咁样讲。
In verse 23 it tells us,
你好似对着镜照一照，见到自己本来嘅面目。
James says that it is like looking into a mirror and seeing your true face.
有少少background 俾大家。
Let me give you a little background.
古代嘅镜系铜镜。
The ancient mirrors are actually made of bronze.
唔似今日呢啲镜咁清楚。
It is not sharp and clear as our present day mirrors.
而且唔系每个人都有镜噶。
And not everyone have a mirror.
有啲人咧可能一世都冇几多机会去照镜嘅啫。
Perhaps maybe a person does not have many opportunities in their whole life to use a mirror.
你有冇办法想象啊？好多人系连自己咩样都唔知嘅。
Have you ever imagined that many of these people don't even know how they look like?
如果一个人从来冇喺喺嘅脑入边形成个自我形象。
If you have never in your mind have an image of yourself，
佢照一照铜镜
，and once he looks at the bronze mirror，
左睇右睇
，he will look at from the left and the right，
放低之后
，and when he puts it down，
佢好快唔记得噶啦
，he may forget，
因为冇形成过嗰个形象嘅
，because that image is not stored in his brain。
相比之下，我哋现代人照镜嘅次数系多得离谱嘅
，and so that now in our present days when we look in the mirror， this isis countless time we look in the mirror.
你可能冇数过啫，系咪
？You never counted it, did you?
每次去厕所，都要照一照镜先。
Every time you go to the bathroom, oh, I gotta look in the mirror.
你太习惯啦，你甚至唔记得嗰块镜存在。
You are so used to it that you don't even know that the mirror exists.
但系如果呢一刻所有嘅镜全部唔见晒
，If now for say let's for example if all the mirrors disappear，
你马上唔自在。
You will feel very uncomfortable.
如果你试下三日唔照镜
，If you try not to look in the mirror for 3 days，
唔好睇自己嘅相
，Don't look at your own photos，
可能你嘅自我形象都会慢慢模糊起嚟嘅。
Even your own image of yourself will start to blur.
圣灵好似圣灵同埋圣经 圣经是神属灵的镜子来的。
But the Bible is the mirror of God.
你需要每日读经，你才可以照到你自己的本相。
So every day when you look at the Bible, then you can see your own image.
如果你真的照镜见到自己的本相呢？
If you could really look at the mirror and see your own image,
你的第一反应可能是吓一跳。
You will, at first, maybe you are startled.
你以为见到鬼。
You may have thought that you saw a ghost.
你每日朝早起身照镜的时候。
Every day when you get up in the morning, you look at the mirror.
你照到的都是头发乱乱的最不漂亮的你。
The image that shows you is you have a messed up hair and everything don't look good.
但其实那个素颜的你才是最真实的你。
But in reality, that image is your true self.
你不会因为照块镜不漂亮你就走了不照。
You will not just look in the mirror, oh, it's so ugly that you will just leave the mirror.
你是会继续照的。
You will continue to look at it.
你会打扮。
You would make up.
然后先再出门口啊。
Fix yourself before you leave, go out of your house.
我哋属灵嘅面貌其实都系一样嘅啫。
Our spiritual face is the same way.
唔好因为圣经将你嘅本相照出嚟唔靓，你就唔中意。
Don't allow the Bible to give you an ugly image of yourself, and then you would ignore it.
你要需要见到自己嘅本相，先至可以将自己唔靓嘅地方变到靓。
You need to see your own ugly image so that you can know that you are not pretty.
我哋中国有句说话咁样讲嘅。
A Chinese saying goes like this:
三日唔读书就点啊？有冇人知道啊？三日不读书就面目可憎啦。
Three days of not studying, you will be disgusting.
一日唔，其实基督徒都一样嘅。一日唔读圣经。But、你就已经面目可憎了。
It is the same with our Christian lives. Even one day of not reading the Bible, you will be disgusting.
不信你可以问下你身边的人。
If you don't believe that, ask the person next to you.
如果你开始读经，你领受真道，非常之好。
If you start to read the Bible and you receive the truth, that is good.
但是我们都应该知道一件事。单系照镜系唔可以改变你嘅容貌
嘅。We need to understand that just by looking in the mirror doesn't changes your appearance.
施布真咁讲。
And Spurgeon says,
要记得觉醒唔代表你得救。
To be spiritually awakened does not mean that you are saved.
你可以知道你系失丧嘅。
You can know that you are lost.
但系一直维持失丧系冇得救过嘅。
But if you persist in being lost, you will never be saved.
呢个道理应用喺成圣都系一样嘅。
So to use this in our sanctification is the same.
你查经透过读经见到自己嘅本相。
You study the Bible and then see your own image.
你觉得好扎心。
You are startled.
但系你扎心唔代表你有改变啊。
But you are being startled does not mean that you have changed.
你唔会因为单单见到自己嘅丑陋，你就自动变得似基督。
You will not be like Christ by just looking and seeing your own ugliness.
你需要采取行动。
You need to be active.
你要行道。
You need to act out.
行道本身预设咗你有听到。
So to do the word means that you have already heard.
你记喺自己心入边。
You store it in your heart.
在你行道的时候，你其实都是不断地照镜的。
So when you're doing the word, you are constantly looking at the mirror.
25节这样说。
And verse 25 it tells
us. 你行道的同时，你是在这里详细地察看那传被使人自由的律法。
In verse 25 it says that you, sorry. But you are the one who looks into the perfect law and liberty and persevere.
你不单止用理性来查经来的。
That you do not just use wisdom to Bible study.
你用你的生命来检验圣经的真理。
You will use your life to test the truth of the Bible.
而这个是更加深刻的查经。
So this is a deeper type of Bible study.
值得高兴的是如果你这样做呢你的容貌是真的开始发生改变的。
And it is a good thing because you realize that as you study, even your appearance will change.
你喜爱耶和华的律法昼夜思想。
And if you love the truth of God, then you would meditate on it.
你日日实践。
And you will live it out.
你是会更加自由的。
And you will be free.
你是会逐渐脱下污秽和邪恶。
You would put away filth and evilness.
我不知道大家同不同意有个成语叫做相由心生。
I'm not sure if you understand this phrase in Chinese.
相由心生，即系你嘅样同你嘅心系连埋嘅。
Oh, that is your appearance is connected to your heart.
我总系觉得嗰啲有内在美嘅属灵嘅人
，and I always feel that those people who are spiritually inward,
内心好靓嘅
，that there is inward beauty.
很自然的，他连外貌都是会变得靓。
So naturally, even their outward appearance is beautiful.
他入边的敬虔、喜乐、谦卑、柔和、爱心、信心。
Their inner godliness, joy, humility, and faith.
那些东西总是在他外表散发出来的。
These will be exuded into their external appearance.
比起浓妆艳抹，是更加令到我们觉得顺眼的。
It is even better than having makeup on.
所以你日日照属灵的镜，是比起你照玻璃镜更加令你靓的。
So if you are looking at the spiritual mirror every day, it is better than you looking at your regular mirror.
但我翻翻廿二节。
And if we go back to verse 22,
如果你只是听道不行道，你是会落入一种自我欺骗的状态。
So verse 22 it says that if you are just a hearer but not a doer of the word, you will be deceiving yourself.
这种情况其实在改革宗教会是很常见的。
Now this situation is very common in the Reformed Church.
学圣经多了，
we study the Bible more.
学神学多了，
we study theology more.
会有一种属灵上面的错觉。
And we would have this illusion of our spirituality.
觉得自己比其他人更加虔诚。
We think that, oh, you are more spiritual than others.
但是知识不等同于敬虔。
But actual knowledge does not mean you are godly.
觉醒不代表得救，刚才讲过。
Awaken does not mean salvation, as we said before.
扎心不代表成圣。
A remorseful heart does not mean sanctification.
你照好多镜唔代表你自动会变靓。
You will use a lot of mirror does not mean that you will automatically become beautiful.
呢啲系自我欺骗嚟噶。
These are self-deceptions.
让我举一个例子同你解释一下。
Let me give you an example.
假如你嘅老板去出差，去远方出差几个月。
Let's say your boss will go away on a trip for a few months.
将你间公司交俾你同埋其他员工一齐嚟打理。
He leaves the company in your hand, you and other employees' hands.
咁佢定期就发啲 email 俾你哋啦。
And he will regularly send you emails.
讲俾你听要处理边啲代办嘅事项。
He tells you what you are to do, what to take care of, what things to do.
几个月之后佢翻嚟啦。
A few months later, he comes back.
当佢踏入公司嗰一刻。
And when he enters into the office.
整个人呆晒。
He is stunned.
点解成间公司乱七八糟嘅
？Why is the company or the office so messed up？
点解咁多文件堆喺嗰度冇处理过嘅
？Why there are stacks of documents that have never been attended to？
然后啲员工悠哉悠哉喺度玩手机。
And the employees are playing on their cell phones。
咁老板好愤怒啦。
Now the boss is really angry。
哇，你哋喺度做乜嘢啊
？Is what are you doing？
你哋觉得好疑惑。
You think that, oh, this,
你哋觉得好疑惑，你哋反而觉得好疑惑。
Oh, you would even think that you're shocked.
你反过来问老板。
You would ask the boss.
老板有乜问题啊
？Hey, boss. Hey, what's the problem?
老板话你冇收到我 email 吗
？The boss would say, didn't you get my emails?
你谂下，有啊，我哋每次都有收到啊。
You think about it? Yeah, yeah, we got it.
老板，我唔单止收到啊。
He said, boss, we not only received it.
我每次都认真阅读你嘅话语。
I read it diligently every day.
我哋开会嚟研究你嘅话语。
We even had meeting to study your emails.
研究你每一封 email 讲乜嘢。
And we studied what your email is trying to tell us.
哇，我哋昼夜思想你封 email 啊。
And we would meditate upon your emails.
默写出嚟啊。
And we could even memorize it.
老板话，等一等。
The boss will say, wait a minute.
你好认真学习我嘅 email。
You diligently learn about my emails.
但系请问你有冇做？我吩咐你去做嘅嘢。
But did you ever do any of the things I'd instructed you to?
然后你同其他嘅员工，你望你眼望我眼。
And if you look between your fellow employees.
然后你同老板讲。
And you said to the boss.
啊，我哋唔知道原来我哋要做噶。
Oh, we didn't know we had to act it out.
老板一怒之下，全部炒鱿鱼。
The boss will fire all of them.
你听呢个例子，你可能觉得好荒谬，系咪
？And you look at this, you hear this example, you say that's ridiculous.
边有咁样员工噶？
What kind of employees are these?
其实真系好荒谬。
It is really indeed ridiculous.
因为真系有咁样嘅基督徒。
Because there are these types of Christians.
我哋好多时候都系咁样。
We ourselves are often like that.
听到冇行动。
We hear the word but not doers.
呢个就唔系讲玩笑噶咯。
This is not a joke.
天上嘅老板如果要炒你鱿鱼
，If the heavenly boss wants to fire you，
但系你充满自信。
But you are filled with confidence.
我一定可以上天堂。
I can be go to heaven.
我日日查经。
I study the word every day.
冇比呢个更加可怕嘅自欺啊！冇呢个自欺系最可怕嘅。
But this deception is most horrifying.
听道唔行道嘅基督徒。
A Christian who hears but not do the word.
喺老板嘅眼中。
In the eyes of the boss.
系又懒又恶嘅乜嘢啊？仆人。
He is the most lazy and evil employee.
是又良善又忠心的仆人，他将来可以入去享受主人的快乐。
A loyal and faithful employee will enter into heaven.
但是又懒又恶的仆人，不是说都入到去，不是圣经不是这么讲
的。But a lazy and a servant will not enter into the heaven.
圣经
话
他是会被丢到外面的黑暗入边啊。
The Bible says that he will be cast out into the darkness.
在那里哀哭切齿。
Where there is gnashing of teeth.
咁最后我想同大家讲，你点样可以喺你嘅日常生活当中？意識到行道的機會咯。
So lastly, I want to share with you how would you meet opportunities of doing the word.
你應該隨時嘅攜帶鏡子，隨時嘅照鏡。
You should always be carrying your mirror.
如果你讀經，你越讀越愁苦。
If you are studying the Bible, the more you read, the more sad you are.
你係咪聽到聖經講你嘅問題，你唔敢面對你自己
？And you keep hearing your problems the Bible tells you, but you don't examine yourself.
你可能讀錯咗。
You may have misread.
如果你嘅讀經方法係正確嘅
，But if your studying of the Bible is proper,
呢塊鏡唔單止照出你嘅邪惡。
This mirror not only points out your own evilness,
它都照出上帝的公义,
but it also reveals the justice of God.
而最重要的是, 它总是照出基督的形象。
But more importantly, it will show you the image of Christ.
即是你可能你开头照镜是照到你自己, 是吗?
So maybe if you look at the mirror, you only see yourself.
但是你越照,你越明白福音,你越是见到基督啊。
But the more you understand the gospel, the more you will see Jesus Christ.
你总是在圣经里面见到基督的。
You will see Christ in the Bible.
你如果你一路都学到基督为你牺牲几多。
If you keep learning how much Christ has done for you,
那个是你有动力行道的原因。
And that is the reason why you can act.
如果你见到基督为你牺牲几多
，If you see how much Christ has done or sacrificed for you，
你就有动力为基督而行道。
Then you would have the motivation to live for Christ。
我举个例子俾你听。
Let me give you an example。
使提反宣道嘅时候
，And Stephen was about to be martyred。
点解佢有坚定嘅勇气去行嗰个道，即系去做嗰件事
？Where did he get the courage to live out that type of a thing.
我第一提你经文怎么说
Let me remind you what the scripture says.
使徒反定睛看天，用眼看天，见到神的荣耀，见到基督站在神的右边。
The scripture tells us that Stephen looked up intently into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God.
为什么基督是站在右边，不是坐在右边？
Now why is Jesus standing on the right side of God and not sitting down?
坐在右边是大祭司完成工作的形象。
Oh, the image of sitting is when the high priest has finished his work.
但是站在右边是耶稣基督为我们辩护，做辩护律师的形象。
So Jesus is standing and he's there acting as a mediator for you.
所以使徒反主动的去望，他见到为他辩护的基督。
So therefore,Stephen looked carefully and he saw Jesus who was mediating for him.
他可以坦然地面对现在的殉道。
Now he can now accept without regret his martyrdom.
有没有发现圣经是经常叫我们去看的？
Do you realize that the Bible always tells you to look?
除了圣经以外，大自然都是一面反射出神荣耀的镜。
Aside from the Bible, even nature is a reflection of God's glory.
耶稣说你去看下天上的飞鸟地野地里的花草。
Jesus says, go and look at the birds in the sky and the flowers in the field.
那些是神爱你的凭证。
Now these are proof of God's love.
而上帝爱你最大的凭证是什么？
And what is the greatest proof of that God loves you?
耶稣基督为你钉十字架。
Is Jesus dying on the cross for you?
你随身携带镜子。
You should always carry with you your mirror.
定睛在耶稣身上。
And then you keep your eyes upon Jesus.
持续地去看他。
And keep watching.
你行道靠的不是意志力。
So what you rely on now is just your willpower.
是靠你的眼睛。
But your eyes.
照看圣经这面镜子。
To look into the mirror of the Bible.
那如果你又听到又行道。
So if you hear and do the word.
25节这样说。
Verse 25 it tells us.
这人既不是听了就忘，实在行出来，就在他所行的事上必 言得福，一个 promise 俾你。
He said the man does not hear, only hear and forget. If he actually puts into practice, he will definitely be blessed in what he does.
点解你会得福？
Why would you be blessed?
因为你所遵守嘅律法，基督嘅律法系令到你得自由嘅律法。
Because the laws that you obey will set you free.
一条鱼佢需要遵守水流嘅动力嘅规律，佢先可以自由咁样游。
A fish must obey the dynamic of water in order to be free.
一只小鸟系要遵守气流嘅动力规律先可以自由咁飞。
A bird must obey the dynamics of air flow in order to fly freely.
人系需要遵守神对我哋设立嘅律法先可以自由嘅活着。
People must obey the laws that God has established for His people in order to be free.
呢个就系我哋今日嘅重点。
This is our main point.
弟兄姊妹，你要点啊？谦卑嘅去听到。
Brothers and sisters, what are you need to do to come meekly and humbly to hear the word?
查经听到唔系净系脑嘅问题，系心嘅问题。
To studying to do Bible study is not a mental thing, but it's a heart issue.
然后你要忠心嘅行道。
And then you need to act out the word.
希望老板翻嚟嘅时候会同你讲呢句说话。
Hopefully, when the boss comes back, the boss will say to you,
你系又忠心又良善嘅仆人。
You are a good and faithful employee.
我哋祈祷。
Let's pray.
天父，你得多谢你赐俾我哋雅各书呢段经文。
Lord, we thank you for the book of James.
俾我哋有提醒。
So that you remind us.
好多时候我哋怀疑你嘅话语系咪有能力。
And every time we doubt whether your word has power.
但你告诉我们听是可能是我们听到的态度出了问题。
And you teach us that sometimes it's maybe our attitude that is the problem.
有时候我们骄傲，我们容易愤怒。
We are prideful and we're easily angered.
容易拒绝你的话语。
We will
拒绝你的话语，反对你的话语。
We will go against your word.
但是你将话语赐给我们，是要给我们见到我们真实的面目。
But you are to give us your word so that we can see our true image.
然后你改变我们的形象。
So that you would change our image.
让我们更加似基督。
So that we can be more like Christ.
靠着你的话语，我们可以脱去邪恶。
So that through your word we can escape from evil.
求你将这个的教导放在我们心中。
Let this principle be put into our hearts.
让我们在每日的读经、查经当中，我们灵命得着进步。
So that in our daily studying of your word that we can improve.
感谢你，祷告奉耶稣名求。
We thank you and we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.